It's Neil Ant with Ken Early, dwelling on the eternal Manchester Unitedness of Manchester United. I always remember growing up, people would refer to Manchester United as the Glams, the idea of some sort of glamour club that was much more interested in profile than it was in the idea of sporting success. That was at least a perception. That was the side remark made about Manchester United. It doesn't half feel as though, some way, shape or form, there's a massive commitment to that era. Jim Ratcliffe on a Monday is happy to talk about bankruptcy and all sorts of nonsense. On a Tuesday, an enormous stadium. On a Wednesday, who knows? On a Saturday, he doesn't appear to be even that bothered by the struggles of the club, Ken. It's the extent to which, if they're not careful, Manchester United are going to become a parody of something that already felt like a parody, that already felt like a shadow of former glory, as they are putting the pedal to the metal in amongst all of this with the help of Andy Burnham.
Well, you have to hand it to them, because just as it looked as though maybe Manchester United were actually, for the first time in really living memory, some people have been alive longer than me. My living memory goes back to the 1980s. And, throughout that period, Manchester United have usually been at least interesting. As they like to say, hated, adored, never ignored. And they actually had got to the point where they were just starting to be ignored. They had become kind of boring. There's nobody interesting left at the club. You know, the players are just mediocre. You know, there's nothing much. There's no surprise anymore in the defeats. The new manager came in and failed to have the desired impact. And, you know, and just when it looked as though it's like, who's the star attraction here? Up steps Sir Big Jim Ratcliffe, who is just one of the finest examples of British boomerdom that you could ever have imagined. I mean, this guy is, you know, he did so many interviews that came out on Monday, and he is the dream interview subject, because he is very confident, totally lacking in self-awareness, and liable to say anything without realizing how embarrassing it might be for himself or for his institution. You couldn't really ask for more. And once again, despite the efforts of everybody else, all eyes are swiveling back in the direction of Manchester United and what's happening over there.